Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. In a column he wrote a few weeks ago, New York Times columnist Tom Friedman asked an important question. Who can win America's politics of humiliation? Paul Fanland of the Capital Times called Friedman's piece a more charitable take on Trump voters than his own, considering that Friedman is basically saying that the president's supporters are drawn to him because he hates the same people they hate. That says an awful lot about how harsh Fanland's assessments of them have been. Fanland admitted as much in a recent column of his own, calling his tone harshly judgmental. More than once in the past, he's suggested that racism and sexism are what drew people to Trump and now cause them to stick with him, writing that Donald Trump's ascent has always been more about race and gender, with economics, while a legitimate issue, employed in part as a facade. Fanlon also theorized Trump backers are prone to embrace authoritarian leaders and that they seem willing to surrender freedom and submit to a dictator-type personality. Another time he wrote about the theory that many Americans embrace individualism as a smokescreen for selfishness. In his ongoing quest to make sense of how the White House's current occupant could have possibly gotten elected and why he has a path to re-election, Fanlon quotes a Harvard philosopher who says, and I'm quoting here, "Trump was elected by tapping a wellspring of anxieties, frustrations, and legitimate grievances to which the mainstream political parties had no compelling answer. These grievances are not only economic, but also moral and cultural. They're not only about wages and jobs, but also about social esteem. Elites have so valorized a college degree, both as an avenue for advancement and as the basis for social esteem, that they have difficulty understanding the hubris a meritocracy can generate and the harsh judgment it imposes on those who have not gone to college." Now, trying to explain the power of the president's anti-elitist appeal by quoting a Harvard professor using words like valorized, hubris, and meritocracy is a curious choice, but I do give Fanlon credit for being willing to do some soul-searching and honest self-criticism. All of this reminds me of when I was running for governor. I frequently ran into people who said, usually very colorfully and often quite loudly, that Scott Walker was unfit to be governor because he lacked a college degree. Every time I heard that, and it was more times than I can count, I responded in the same way. Stop thinking that. And if you can't stop thinking that, at least stop saying it out loud. Every time I would challenge whoever said it to consider that the vast majority of adults in Wisconsin do not have a college degree. What are you saying to them when you say Walker isn't qualified to be governor because he never graduated from college? You're telling them that they aren't good enough either, and you are driving them right into the waiting arms of someone like Donald Trump. I'm sure that lost me some votes, but I believed then, and I believe every bit as strongly now, that politics is way more emotional than it is intellectual, and condescension is the average liberal's kryptonite. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.